So Q just called out the Jewish mafia banking elite. Yeah, that happened. And foreign farms are stealing our water, causing droughts in the Midwest. We also have Disney losing money so fast because of their pedophilia and child grooming that they are instituting hiring freezes and layoffs. And the Disinformation Governance Board is back. It never really went away. It was just transferred to another outfit. All of this and much more coming up after a short word from our Patriot sponsors. You know who. Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of NemosNewsNetwork.com, where we continue with your help to break the cycle of fake news. Here we go.
Got sleep issues? Let me guess. All natural sleep aids don't work for you. Well, they only have one or two ingredients to help you sleep. What good is that? Try the brand new Sleepy Joe Sleep Aid. With 18 powerful sleep-inducing ingredients, Sleepy Joe is guaranteed to put you out like Sleepy Joe in his mama's basement. The label says take two, I take one. 30 minutes before I plan to sleep, and dagnabbit, I'm out like a light for about 8 hours. Grab yourself a bottle at redpillliving.com/sleep. It sells out fast, so take action now. That's redpillliving.com/sleep. Lights out.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
And in recent news in New Hampshire, a very ugly large man won a woman's beauty competition, which is really just a sign of the times and a great intro to tonight's news. And don't let these treasonous rhino fake MAGA Republican politicians or their lackeys or their fake news controlled opposition Republican media, and that's pretty much all of the independents as well, the Ben Shapiros, all the way down to the little, you know, Flynn devotees who will not stop with the Patriots in control no matter how bad it gets. And really, at the end of the day, I'm sorry, but every one of them is lying to you if they are not telling you this was a stolen election. People like Ted Cruz are saying that the left actually managed to scrape a win because they engaged their base. What base? They don't have a base. All they have are BLM, Antifa, a couple of left-wing cities, which hate them anyway, and would be ready to rebel and you know, riot as soon as the food runs out and the free stuff runs out. And, you know, they have Soros money. That's about it. Yeah, they are in lockstep in control of the governments of the world, but they are less than 2% of the population, they being the Jewish elite that rule the world. So just don't trust the media that's saying this was a legit election. And that includes the independent folks. And of course, it goes without saying if they're telling you stupid things like the bad guys have already been executed and that's a clone, or that they're hiding out in the DUMBs and the Patriots in control are working with the good guy aliens to root them out and it's just a matter of time until Trump is back in office. And it ain't gonna happen. Just remember, in the case of clickbait, that extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. And you'll shut down a lot of fake MAGA media. At least in one good bit of news, we may see a little bit of an investigation into Dr. Fauci because Rand Paul promised to and because he won. Welcome to the next bread and circus game they're going to show us. With no justice, but vengeance is God's. In L.A., the city of lost angels, no less, the Soros district attorney has gotten charges dropped against the election software CEO of Kinect. Seems like the only people they're actually trying to punish are the folks at True the Vote, who have been released from jail, by the way. Seemingly another case of an activist judge. If you follow my BitChute account, you'll see some of the videos that may not make it other places, like Kanye West admitting that his mom was sacrificed. Not a joke. In his own words, that's what happened. And it's available in a video less than 1 minute at the Dustin Nemos BitChute account. This is terrifying, but we already knew this is how Hollywood and the elite and the celebrities work. Most of them have to give someone up in order to get their fame and status. These people are disgusting. And now Kanye has broken ranks. Someone who's admittedly sold his soul, who has admittedly had a mother that was sacrificed. You can make the connections however you want. I'm not implying he's the one that necessarily slit the throat, but who knows? While I summarize what's happening in the news for you here, I'm also building a vast library of actual history, truth, media, and important facts in order to prove the greatest conspiracies in the world and how they all connect and how it all goes back to God. Because they, the people that run this world, worship Lucifer, admittedly, and hate God. And that's why they seem to hate Christians and white people and the Bible, and they love everything else, all the pagan religions, so much. That's why things are so bad and those in power don't seem to care. They are in secret societies that worship Satan. They care a very great deal about hurting you, about sacrificing you, about leading you away from God, about following the commandments of their puppet masters. Those things that we can prove, but few people will believe. The fallen angels themselves, the principalities and powers of this world. Now, you guys know I've changed my position on the official Q program. I think it's controlled opposition. I think that Trump is controlled opposition at this point, frankly. I think it's all controlled opposition, and I no longer believe there is a political solution. However, I still believe that the Q operation is a legitimate thing, and it does have connections to Trump, and I can still debate and prove that Q is legit and real. It's just not what we thought it was. That's my point. However, Q is back and has been posting a lot lately, and some of those things are really interesting. I think that this might be following up on what Kanye has done recently, and what Elon has incidentally or accidentally stumbled into doing. And those have both butted heads with the Jewish mafia that runs the world. So we have Q bringing it up now. I mean, Q, of all people, bringing up Israel that was saved for last. Maybe that's finally the culmination of their plan. I don't know. But here's what I see in the post. There's two of them. 4961 and 4962. Two very interesting posts. We're not going to go through this super long, but just briefly. Endless lies, endless wars, endless inflation, endless printing, endless oppression, endless subjugation, endless surveillance. So Q is asking, who will put an end to the endless? And then he says, taking control. Now, all right, yeah, if you could do it, you'd have done it already. All right, it's, you know, put up or shut up at this point. However, the very next post is interesting because it's going to bring a lot of attention to this issue that Kanye and Elon have brought up. Who are the silent thieves? Why are they manipulating you? How are they stealing your wealth? Bubble? Crash? Steal? Lie? Repeat? What is inflation? Monetary manipulation. Taxation without representation. Put an end to the endless. 1913. Now, I know exactly what he's talking about here, okay? This is right down my alleyway. Economics, history, the Jewish mafia, hyperinflation, inflation, and the Federal Reserve, central banking system, fractional reserve currency, all of it. Austrian versus Keynesian economics, we could keep going, and I like to debate these kind of topics, in fact. So, I don't know. I also happen to be a Q expert, so take it for what it's worth. But I believe that Q is talking about the Jewish mafia directly at this point, which is a massive Overton window shift, and people are going to really lose their minds over this one. I'm not saying that we need to follow Q. I'm not saying that Q can be trusted. Okay, be careful who you trust. What I am saying is that this is going to bring a lot more steam to the Kanye Elon Jewish mafia expose that has been happening for the whole world lately. So as most of you already know, in the conspiracy research world, the central bank system is corrupt, crooked, and causes a lot of problems for the world, and it's how they control money. And through the use of money and the ability to make it out of thin air, they have bought up the world and bought up all of the politicians and all of the media and all of the people who are willing to be bought. We're at that point now. The central banks of the world also own most of the stuff because that's what happens when you can make money out of thin air. And then they lord it over the rest of us and set our boom and bust cycles, our inflation rates, everything, by how fast they print the money. And, you know, basically that's how they crash real estate prices and scoop it all up every so many years. Crash business prices and stock prices and scoop it all up, because they have a cycle. And that is how they, the elite ruler banking Jewish mafia class, farm we the people through inflationary taxes, boom and bust cycles. And the system is working as it's intended. Of course, it is terminal. The system can't go on forever because corruption eventually kills the host. And there is no greater monetary or financial corruption in the world than the central banking enslavement system. As Christianity ended slavery in the world, at least the Western world, by and large, the Jews brought us wage slavery, just another form of usury for which they have a history. But then it all goes back to history, doesn't it? And people forget history, they don't study it, and because of that, we are doomed to repeat it. In history, it really does echo. It rhymes, if not repeating. The corrupt FBI have recently targeted an unusual victim, especially in this day and age when aliens are no longer really conspiracy theories and the governments won't shut up about them. Actually, they're fallen angels, but I digress. That's a topic for another day, covered in full and in-depth and in complete detail on theserapium.com if you're interested in that topic. But the FBI have actually raided the home with a no-knock warrant of a popular Area 51 website, dreamlandresort.com, and the owner, Joerg Arnoux. He must have reported something he wasn't supposed to. So, foreign-owned farms are actually exporting water from drought-ridden aquifers in the southwest of the United States in order to take the water to someone else's farm, and the local farms be damned. I have been warning folks that the shortages, especially the droughts, the food shortages, are man-made, artificial, and being weaponized against us during a time of famine. Please be ready, my friends. Please be ready. There are so many who will need leadership soon, and there are so few of us who truly understand the issues that are affecting the world at a high level, and they have no idea what's about to hit them. If they didn't see the face of evil during COVID, they're not going to make it this time. The damage is done. Disney is beginning mass layoffs and a freeze in hiring. That's what they get for pushing pedophilia, porn, grooming, and transgenderism of children. From a board level, high-level strategy level of pushing this intentionally, a sin war against children. And over at True the Vote, Greg Phillips is saying that they have irrefutable evidence that the entire Pennsylvania voter registration file is in China, including serial numbers, ballot bundle numbers, everything. And that's why the activist judge targeted them instead of the Kinect CEO. And by the way, the Ministry of Truth is back. They didn't actually get away with the Department of Homeland Security's plan to police information. The so-called Disinformation Governance Board that was shut down permanently, supposedly, all a lie. They just let it blow over for a couple of months and transferred the entire work list and duty roster to the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, which is a division of the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, is now going to be targeting journalists and reporters, just like the so-called Disinformation Governance Board under that insane Yankelwitz. And they have found a piece of the U.S. Space Shuttle Challenger on the Atlantic Ocean floor. Now, I'm going to just let everybody know a big secret here. All of the spaceships, all of the so-called space stations, all of the so-called rockets that go into space, all of the satellites that supposedly go into space are all a lie. Yeah, satellites work with helium balloons, but they're not able to get into space with any craft. It all goes to Point Nemo, no connection to yours truly, out in the ocean, past New Zealand, the graveyard of spaceships, so-called spaceships. As you guys know, I'm a little bit of a research addict. I mean, I am constantly looking up information, pulling in new things. And I found a really good documentary recently called Heliosorcery. And it's very, very good. I've actually been able to fill in some of the gaps between the Catholic Church being behind a lot of the fake science that we have, thanks to this documentary. So it is a great history dive, not a research or science angle, but a history angle into some of the fake science. It goes through some of the occultists and the Catholic Roman Church and how they were basically working together to invent heliocentrism, the idea that the Earth is moving around the sun. It's not. No experiment ever has been able to prove that the world moves at all, other than like earthquakes and stuff. I mean, landslides, that kind of thing. But the world itself is not moving at all. We're not spinning, and we're not spinning around anything. All of that is a lie that was basically invented by pagans, sorcerers, you know, the people who are reading all of those ancient pagan occult books and secret society type writings. Those folks came up with it. In fact, the idea came out of the Emerald Tablets of Hermes. And the Roman Church, the papacy, the Pope, the poop, he is the one that made the decision to popularize this fake science, basically. After the infamous Cardinal Wolsey decided to counter the Protestant Reformation, people finally being able to read God's word in their own language for themselves without a priest, you know, some pervert being the middleman and charging a bunch of money for supposedly giving them God's grace. Well, no. People were able to read it for themselves during the age of the Reformation, and the church did not like that. The Church of Rome countered it with a lot of things, violence, papal edicts, and a fake news science campaign that has led to things like evolution and the idea that we're moving around the sun, heliocentrism. It's actually geocentric. The world that we live on is the center of the universe. You're at the center of God's creation. You are the highest natural form of life on God's creation. You are the apple in God's eye. And of course, if you want to go down all of the rabbit holes at once, if you want to see how everything connects, you head to theserapium.com/his story and enjoy. This is the hidden history of man, myth, and the mystery Babylon religion of the deep state. Here's a hint. They're Satanists and they hate God. And by the time you watch this documentary series I've put together, you will believe in God. You will know God is real. You'll be able to prove God to other people. And you'll know the enemy is real as well, and what they plan in the next 1 to 10 years. I hope that you have all found this video to be of value. If you did, please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing at nemosnewsnetwork.com/news. Don't forget our esoteric historical archive of all things censored and all of the rabbit holes connected at theserapium.com/map. It also has a newsletter. You can join chat rooms on both sites. Enjoy. And we'd love to have you in the chat rooms on Telegram, at least until they ban those too. Don't forget to shop Patriot and support what we're doing here, the information that we're putting out, and the people that we're waking up at redpillliving.com, where you can detox the deep state and harden your immune system with some incredible liposomal vitamins and the most amazing and potent natural sleep formula in the world, Sleepy Joe, which we put together that formula, and it works incredible without the liver toxicity and the side effects, long-term side effects, of many of the even over-the-counter drugs, not to mention the prescription sleep aids. And we have some other incredible stuff as well. If sleeping is not your problem, but maybe energy is your issue, or just enjoying your day with more energy, check out thegreatawakeningcoffee.com as well. Amazing gourmet and organic coffees from around the world while supplies last. And that's literal. I'm going to have to shut that site down if coffee runs out, which is a very real possibility right now because of the economy. Anyway, we'll see you guys on the next one, God willing. Nemos out.